What's going on, guys? Today is Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. I hope you're having a good day and staying cool. Today's episode, I'm bringing you over to Alabama, where a black pastor is filing a discriminatory lawsuit against who? Against who? You know it. Against the police. The question is, does he have a case? Let's jump into it. His name is Pastor Michael Jennings. We have photos. We have body cam footage. We have it all. We even have, get this, a witness. So let's see. What could he have done to be stopped by the police? Well, he was more than stopped. He was actually arrested back in May outside his neighbor's yard in Childersburg, Alabama, after police received a complaint about a strange man and vehicle on the property. Now, Pastor Jennings, who was seen in the clip just watering flowers with a hose, just returned from his Sunday service. Police show up. He told police, listen, my long-term neighbor, he asked me to come look at his shrubbery, look after it while I'm out of town, while he's out of town. So like a good neighbor, which is a rarity these days, he's over there after his service and he's watering his neighbor's plants. But all of that doesn't matter because the police were called for a disturbance and they want to know who he is. Who is this man? The strange man with a strange vehicle was allegedly on the property. And despite his good intentions and other residents vouching for him, he was taken to jail. So after insisting that he was just calmly gardening in the front yard, police asked Jennings, how do we know that's the truth? How do we know that's the truth? Keep in mind, when they approached him, and you can see this in the body cam footage, he literally has the hose in his hand, and he's with the nozzle, you know, the nozzle, and he's spraying the plants. He's like, what's up? How do we know that's what you're doing? I mean, I would have even given some kind of attitude, and I don't get the police attitude, but at that point, I'd be like, I mean, how do you know? I'm doing it right now. Like, I mean, what are you supposed to say? The baffled pastor, who lives in the house across the street, responded, I had the water hose in my hand. I was watering the flowers. Body camera footage showed three officers from the Childersburg Police Department screaming at Pastor Jennings as he refuses to provide information before he is ushered away in handcuffs. The question is, provide identification, not information. Body camera footage showed three police officers from the department screaming at him as he refuses to provide identification. Keep in mind, I mean, he's a pastor. He lives across the street. Who carries identification with them when they go across the street to water the neighbor's plants? Hell, I don't carry identification when I go check the mail at the mailbox, right? Are you supposed to? I don't think so. And there was no crime being committed. In my mind, he's not on public property. He's on private land. There's no reason to ask for identification. At that point, what's stopping the police from asking every person who waters the plants in front of their house for identification? And they were, you know what I mean? There was no suspicion other than a strange neighbor who may just be crazy or disgruntled. Anyway, body camera footage showed, right, the three officers ushering him into handcuffs away. Jennings later learned that the person who called 911 knew him but didn't recognize him when she called the report. I know him, but I only know him from church. He wasn't in his church clothes. He was out here watering plants. He don't water plants. He talks to God. I guess that was reason enough to... I mean, you see someone watering plants, you call the cops? Who breaks in the house? Who waters the plants and then causes a crime and then commits a crime? I guess, you know what? Let me not even jump into that. Laughing in disbelief during the encounter, the pastor tells the officers, y'all are racially profiling me. And one officer says, we're not racially profiling you. And he goes, yes, you did. The officer continues, no, sir. We're not about that, okay? A white resident then intervened and told the officers that Pastor Jennings lived next door, insisting that he was friends with the homeowner who had left earlier that day. So now we have a witness, a white resident who lives next door. despite the woman vouching on him for him, and despite cops saying that, you know, despite telling the cops that they are just friends, Jennings was still arrested and later charged. Interestingly enough, before I continue, the police didn't ask her for identification. How do they not? How do they know she's a neighbor? How do they know that she's not also there with him committing a crime? Shouldn't they ask for identification? I mean, you could argue the logic, right? You could argue it. Anyway, the pastor from Vision of Abundant Life Ministries was arrested and placed in the backseat of the cop car, despite, again, the woman vouching for him. His mobile phone was also taken from him during the arrest. Does he have permission to be watering flowers? Police asked the woman. Really? To which neighbor responded, he may because they are friends, and they went out of town today, and he may be watering their flowers. It would be completely normal. Police later learned that the suspicious car that was called in belonged to another man. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. I mean, you're just asking for trouble there. If you pull up and you see somebody watering plants, you have a conversation with them, tells them the neighbor, okay. I mean, you could stick around and see what else happens. How long is it going to take this pastor to water plants? You could just park your car, eat your whatever, coffee, whatever you're eating, and, you know, watch this man water plants and go back to his house. I mean, if he doesn't have any identification on him, I mean, wouldn't that be the best thing to do before you cause a problem? And then you have someone vouching for him. So why even make it a deal? You have make it a big deal. You have someone vouching for him. Keep it moving. Let's go. Anyway, Jennings' wife and daughter later arrived to the scene to identify him as well, but he was later charged with obstruction of government operation. Wait, what? He was later charged with obstruction of government operation? Then, get this, a month later the charges are dropped. But now the pastor says, you know what, I spoke to some lawyers and now I want to file a discrimination lawsuit against the officers. He goes, last I checked, watering roses ain't no crime. Following the ordeal, Jennings said that the emotional toll will take him some time to recover from. According to the attorney, Harry Daniels, one of his attorneys, he's a pastor, he's a man of faith, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that what he's dealing with is very hard. A split moment, he felt like his life could have been taken from him if he showed any resistance, even though he was right in the video. The pastor feared leaving to get his ID from the house, from his own house, again, which was across the way, and thought if he were to take off, the cops might put a bullet in his back. When police asked Jennings to prove his identity, he refused since he knew. Wait a minute, listen to this. When police asked Pastor Jennings to prove his identity, he refused since he knew, because he had a background in law enforcement, that he is not obliged to because he was not committing a crime and was on private property, just like I said. That is true. That is the truth. That is the rules for all. Justice for all. There was no suspicion. If he was like, if he had to go in the house to turn the water on or to get the hose or go in the house or, you know what I mean? Then there'd been suspicion. Like, why are you in someone else's house? This is, looks strange. I need to see some ID. Right? There's, you're out there watering. So what was he washing his car? What is that called? Is that a problem? I mean, anyway, Daniel said that the video clearly showed police denying Jennings his rights and revealed the cops involved as Christopher Smith, Jay Gable, and Sergeant Jeremy Brooks. If you notice in the video, when a neighbor, the white lady, said he lived around there, they took her word as the gospel, and the pastor who was preaching the gospel, they did not take his word at all. That's my point. They did not ask for her identification. They did not question her. She didn't get charged with obstruction. The attorney added, a suit needs to be filed to prevent these things from happening and put in front of law enforcement a notice that they cannot intimidate or harass or abuse their powers. Daniels told WBRC, these cases put law enforcement on notice and the country on notice that these types of interactions. Thank God that Pastor Jennings had a cool head. He didn't get aggressive or defensive in a sense, and he complied when the officers grabbed him, is what he's saying. It represents racial profiling, and it represents law enforcement officers intimidating a person who actually understands and knows their rights. He didn't get it, again, you know. One person in the comment section, if anyone wants to maliciously water my plants, I would appreciate it. That's funny. The lawsuit against the police department has not been filed. The department did not respond to any request or comment. The Rick McKelland, according to the police chief for the Childersburg Police Department, told WVTM an investigation would be conducted. But meanwhile, Jennings' other attorney, Bethany Embry-Jones, said McKellen, the chief, may think the situation will be resolved by dropping the charges. This was a crime, not a mistake, Jones said. I would hope that Childersburg Police Department would understand the difference. Well, here's the thing. Does he have a case? I would have said no. I would have said no if the fact that they waited a month to drop the charges is kind of strange to me. The fact that they did not ask the woman, the white woman or whatever, neighbor, for her identification is very strange to me, very suspicious. There were three officers on the scene. Not one of them said to each other, this is kind of strange. We have the body cam footage, assuming we have the audio in the squad car, assuming we can get the other footage and audio as well, and we can really hear what happened on the way back to the station. And yes, luckily for him, he was very cooperative. And this is something that I've been preaching to everyone. Even if you're in the right, be cooperative, be calm, and be collected. You will have your day in court if you are. Now, if you're belligerent and you put up a fight and you resist, you may not have a day in court. You might have a day in a body bag. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be calm and collected. You got to understand that there are rules to follow, and that, yes, sometimes people break the rules, and sometimes those people breaking the rules are even the police. But you're not supposed to put up a fight against them, because they, number one, they outnumber you. And number two, you can always have your day in court. And for Pastor Jennings, I'm glad that he's okay. I'm you know, grateful for that. I don't know if he has a case. He might have a case. Don't know how much money he'll get out of this, if that's what he's... I don't believe him going after money as a pastor. I don't see him trying to collect anything. I think it's more of a message to let the city know that this is going on. And the only way, and I agree with the lawyer, that the only way this is going to happen is if they acknowledge it. And the chief messed up by saying it was a mistake. By saying it's a mistake, that's a big statement. They should, and the, you know, again, the whole, that you add in the month, taking a month to drop charges, like bringing them back to the station and all that, you shouldn't, that should have never even occurred. Especially when you have neighbors who are vouching for him. You know, it's just, and what's to stop the officer from saying, okay, you live over there, I will escort you back to your house to get your ID. But the at the same time, he doesn't need to show ID. He's right. There was no crime being committed. There's no need to show ID. Now, other people are going to probably argue with me and say, well, you know, it's the situation. He should have just went and got his ID and ended the story. But then I understand that as well, because God forbid you are in a situation where you can't get to your ID. Right, so then police is gonna always assume that if you don't have an ID, you're a criminal. Like, I don't believe that, you know. Because what if the neighbor was two blocks away and he went to the neighbor's house two blocks away to water the plants? The cops show up. He doesn't have his ID. The police immediately start putting him in cuffs. No, it should be, there's no crime being committed. He's on private property, and there's no need for an identification check. That's the rule for all, not just black, white, whatever. That's the rule for everybody. And if you're gonna, again, they know the rules because they didn't ask the white lady for her ID or the other neighbor for ID. They only asked him. Three cops. Maybe they were all just agreeing with each other. Maybe it was just one bad seed and they all just followed in suit. But, no, like I've said, does he have a case? He probably does have a case. He probably can sue the city because he has a lot. Like I said, 1 month, they didn't drop the charges. The chief is saying it was a mistake. They brought him back to the station with people vouching for who he is. You know, there was no crime being committed. They even later admitted that the neighbor was mistaking him. You know, it was another car, another person, not him that they were looking for. So why it took a month to drop the charges, I don't know. You know, it's very strange. Again, I'll keep an eye on this case. This is in Alabama. Very grateful that, you know, thank God that he's safe and his family are safe and everyone's, you know, there's no injury. Nobody got hurt. But yeah, again, it all comes down to staying calm and collective. That includes being pulled over by the police. That includes any dealings with the police. Again, I cannot stress that enough. Right? Everyone has good and everyone has bad days. Right? And I'm not justifying the police's actions at all. But you can only control yourself. You can't control how other people act or react. So control your emotions. Control your anger. And I know you're upset. I know you're angry. I've been pulled over. I've been accused many times. But you have to control yourself. Be respectful at all times. And live to see another day. And again, that other day you'll live, you can have your day in court. And you could settle it that way. All right, guys. Think about that. It's a crazy story. It's interesting. Check out the video later tonight. I posted a new video on TikTok today about the new California law going into effect tomorrow, where there will be all electric vehicles coming soon. I don't know how the grid's going to hold up. Check out that video. It's on TikTok at CJ Bronson Show. You could always find me on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show and my website, cjbronsonshow.com, for the episodes, video, and audio. All right. Have a great day, guys. Peace. I love y'all. Bye-bye.